Good afternoon, everyone. Stone carving tools have been used through history. Some more modern examples, 45,000 years ago, lion statuette. As you can see, the ornamental rows of notches were carved by stone tool work. As well, the Shrigir idol, Siberia stone tools to carve the unknown language and symbols on the 17-foot-tall statue. Those are more ancient representations of stone tools. Enter John Hickman from Primitive Ways channel on YouTube, showing us what he's done while just hiking, looking for stone tools and what you need to be aware of as well if you're going to find something you can use to cut, scrape, or chip in an emergency situation.
Not take anything with me and actually have to go out there and then actually find the stone and crack it off. The higher the pitch, the sharper the edge. So you bang stones together and listen to the sound they make, and that gives you an idea of what kind of edge you're going to get.
Now, for the last 18 million years of the human species on this planet, we have been using stone tools. It's nothing new. We see the usage through the historical record, and when I say historical record, modern records here, the Denisova caves, after finding an enormous amount of artifacts, even carved jade and bracelets and needles that are as fine as the ones that we have today. They're just baffled how they were able to make this 45,000 years ago. But this oldest on the planet lion statuette, found in the same caves, notice the ornamental 18 rows of notches. Those were carved using stone tools. A bit closer in here gives you a good idea of the intricacy that they were at their artwork at the time. Also, the Siberian statue Shrigir. They misdated this thing by 6,000 years, so wow, the experts are off by 6,000 years out of when they originally thought it was 7,000 years old. This thing turns out to be around 12,500 years old, younger Dryas era, 17 feet tall. But another thing, look at these wood timbers here. These were carved using stone tools as well, with an unknown language, unknown symbols, and it's more than 6,000 years older than Stonehenge. The upright figure here, remember, this is 17 feet tall, but look at the iconography and the different symbols that they have photographed from the back, front, and sides of the statue itself. Baffling everybody. Nobody knows what it means, but it was a younger Dryas era exiting out of the last ice age. Stone tools, they've been used since antiquity. Enter John Hickman from Primitive Ways channel. We had a chance to drive around the moors, and he was telling me about some of the stones he found and how he uses them and what to look for if you're going to be in an emergency situation, if you need something to cut, scraping, animal hides, or any kind of cutting like you might turn it into an axe. Hope you get something out of the conversation. It was informative for me, so I hope it is for you as well.
So yeah, this is just a flake been knocked off a rock I found, and just with this little flake alone, I could scrape a hide. Obviously you can use it like a knife. You could attach it and use it as an axe or an adze. You could make arrowheads from it. You could make a spear point. You could use it to scrape a little flake off of some carbon steel to get a spark, to get a fire going. You can use it for scraping and preparing things for cordage. And
can we see the edge on how sharp it is? Okay. And you cracked that from your own stone.
Cracked it from a stone I found, you know, when I was out walking. Because that's what I love to do, is to actually not take anything with me and actually have to go out there and then actually find the stone and crack it off. The higher the pitch, the sharper the edge. So you bang stones together and listen to the sound they make, and that gives you an idea of what kind of edge you're going to get. And another way of telling as well what kind of characteristic stone's going to have is the roughness of it. If it's really smooth, it's really hard because the particles are crushed and compressed really, really hard together. And obviously if you rub your hand over a stone and it's really rough, then you know it's not as hard. And then obviously, so stones that's got really, really smooth, really hard, they'd be good for hammer stones and anything for producing with edges. And then the rougher stones, then you're looking for, you know, building materials and stuff for grinding and buffing things, And this isn't even like really what you would call really good quality flint at all. Like in the UK, we have something called black flint, which is amazing. It's like obsidian. that this is, I think, like in the States, they'd probably call this chert, which is like a real low-grade flint. Yeah, I'm sure, 100% sure in the States they would call it chert.
Chert.
Yeah, like a low-grade flint, which, you know, the disadvantage is obviously you're not going to be able to apply as much force to it. It's got more likelihood of breaking on the fault lines. And yeah, it's the same if you were to make it into a, spend ages making it into a beautiful axe head, and then it's got a, you know, a fault line in it, it's potentially got going to break either in the making process or when you're using it. And if you just spent hours and hours making it, that's why our ancestors would have spent, you know, they put so much time to hunting out the exact stone, and when they find the right stone, you won't believe the hours that would go into it. I've heard stories of with the Maoris that the green stone, it was passed on like generations and generations, and they would just keep working on these tools. But that, you know, that's how hard it is. Even in the world today, the top surgical procedures that are done, like when they need the sharpest edge they can possibly get, they still use obsidian over any steel.
And instead of giving money to the United Nations in a global carbon tax, I invite you to check out the Adept 2030 December merch. It's not CO2, it's not you, it's the sun. Men and women's short and long sleeve tees and hoodies. Warning, this design may trigger Al Gore. The link's in the description box below, and it's another way to help support the Adept 2030 channel.